强力的照片啊，有吗 ？PowerPoint 有没有
？Okay, but you know it's Christmas time coming, and Christmas is supposed to be the time when families come together and enjoy their presents.
大家知道，圣诞节马上就要到了。圣诞节的意思就是说，我们全家的人聚在一起，好好的庆祝，对吧？
But you know, there are some people for whom Christmas is not a time of joy, but because of problems in the family, Christmas actually becomes very painful.
但是对有些人来讲，圣诞节的话并不是一个家庭喜乐的时候，相反的话呢，却是一个家里面很有矛盾的时候。
So this morning, you know, as I look, as we look at Matthew, where God promises to send Jesus,What does this say for families that are really struggling?
So, 今天早晨我们一起来看马太福音，来看的这个马太这一家在当时那个时候，神给他们这个时候带来的一个什么礼物
？So, we all know Mary becomes pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
我们都知道玛利亚受圣灵怀孕。
And the story actually starts with Joseph wanting to break off their marriage.
实际上这个故事是从这个地方开始的，就是约瑟夫想暗暗的休了玛利亚。
So here is Joseph. He's been engaged and actually, because of their culture, already married to a woman, and then she becomes pregnant by somebody else.
故事发生在约瑟夫他当时已经跟玛利亚订婚，但在照着当时的文化来讲，他们已经是正式是结婚了。可是呢，他们并没有同房。那玛利亚的话呢，已经从别的地方怀了孕。
It is a painful moment for Joseph, but right before the divorce, right before he begins to move, God comes and speaks through Gabriel.
这个时候对约瑟来讲确实是一个非常痛苦的时候，他心底里已经想要暗暗的休了这个玛利亚，可是就在这个时候神给他一个启示。
And I think one of the most important things that he said is not just that Jesus has come to save us from our sins, but God is with us.
所以在当时他讲的一个最重要的事情不仅是神来拯救他，而且是说神与他同在。
And when our family is falling apart, that's one thing that we need to remember. God is still with us. That's our hope.
当我们在家庭有矛盾、有分裂的时候，神与我们同在，这是一个非常重要的，我们需要记住的。
So let's read. We're going to read from Matthew chapter 1.
我们来一起来读一读马太福音第一章。
And in English first, and then Chinese, but...I'm just going to come in. It says that the angel... Oh, we've got to go back to the Bible passage.
我们先用中文来读，先看那个前面那一段经文的地方，在前一章好吗？
The angel of the Lord, he appears to Joseph in a dream.
有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现。
And he says to Joseph in his painful moment, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife.
在约瑟的心中有苦闷的时候，神的使者这样讲到说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。”
Because the child inside of her is actually conceived from the Holy Spirit.
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
And she's going to bear a child.
她将要生一个儿子。
A son.
她是一个儿子。
And you're going to call his name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣
which is actually Joshua. It's Joshua.
实际上的名字叫约书亚
And what he tells him is he reminds him the word Joshua means to save or to rescue.
实际上这个名字的意思是要提醒约瑟说这个约书亚呢是一个拯救者的意思。
So you're going to call his name Jesus because he is going to save his people from their sins.
所以你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里
And all of this took place to fulfill what the prophets had spoken.
所有这些事的发生是要为了兑现这个预言者所预言的故事。
Then he talks about Mary as the virgin.
然后他谈到了玛利亚作为一个童女。
By the way, that Greek word has only one meaning, virgin.
顺便来讲，那一个字的希腊文的意思只有一个意思，就是这个是童女。
What he says is the virgin is going to conceive and bear a son.
他说的意思是那个童女将要怀孕生一个儿子。
And they are going to call his name Emmanuel.
他们要将这个孩子取名为以马内利。
And it tells us that it means God is with us.
这个字的意思就是说神与我们同在。
It's a very literal word, im.
这是一个非常形象化的一个字。
You know, im, with. With.
Im, with, 就是神与。
Manu, just my people.
Manu is my, 是我的人民。
El, God. God is with us.
El is God 的意思，所以这个整个这个三个组的字放在一起就是神与我们同在。
So as we have Christmas, we need to remember that no matter how difficult or painful Christmas can be, we need to remember that God is with us. That's the true Christmas gift.
所以当我们来到圣诞季节的时候，无论我们的家庭碰到怎样的困难，我们都必须记住神与我们同在。
Let me pray and ask God to help.
让我来为大家祷告，求神帮助我们。
God Almighty, you know that our sound system is out this morning.
神啊，我们来向你祈求，你知道我们今天早晨的音响系统出了一些毛病。
But we do pray, God, that you will be here and help us to focus on your word.
但是我们向你祈求，你在我们当中，你帮助我们来聚精会神在你的话语上面。
And help us to see Jesus as the hope of our lives.
帮助我们来看见耶稣基督是我们生命的盼望。
In his name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣的名向你祷告，阿们。
And by the way, I'm going to tell you, Christmas growing up for me was always hard. My parents were divorced. That's why I know Christmas can be hard.
哦，顺便呢，我跟你们提一下，圣诞节对于我来讲是一个非常难的事情，因为我从这个小生长大的时候呢，因为我的父母是离婚了。
And after becoming a believer in Jesus, God did a lot to heal that.
自从成为基督徒以后，神做在我的生命当中做了很多的修补完善的工作。
You know, when we have Christmas, a lot of times what we look at are the gifts.
每当到圣诞节的时候，我们都知道有很多的这个礼物。
I was given a gift recently.
我最近呢得到一份礼物。
About 2 months ago or 3 months ago, a pastor, a friend, gave me this gift to thank me for something.
大概两三个月之前，一个做牧师的朋友呢，送给我一个礼物。
And I was excited.
我非常的兴奋。
Until I opened it.
直到我打开以后。
Now, this gift is actually a pen.
这个礼物实际上是一个笔。
Now, this is an extremely expensive pen.
这是一个非常昂贵的笔。
You know, and you can see that there's the ink with it.
你可以看见这个笔呢，它有专门的这个墨水。
And, you know, this kind of tip is very, very special. I think you almost have to be an artist to use it.
哦，这种笔的笔尖是非常的特殊，你可以想象这种笔尖只有是艺术家的人才才可以用这种笔。
I think the pen would be great for Shufa.
我想这个笔是非常 good for Chinese calligraphy, right?
Yeah, just the calligraphy. I think it would be great for that.
中国书法的话呢，用这个笔是非常好。
Now you notice I haven't touched the pen.
所以你注意到我还没有用过这个笔。
I took the box and put it like this.
我接了这个礼物的盒子，我就这样拿着。
And then I set it on my shelf.
我放在我的书架上面。
And it's been there ever since.
然后一直就躺在那里。
It's beautiful.
It's 非常的漂亮。
But I haven't opened it.
但是我从来没有打开。
Haven't used it.
还没有用过。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, there's kind of two reasons.
有两个原因。
One is I think it's too fancy for me.
一个是对我来讲是太牛了。
I don't think that I'm worth.
我不相信我值得配得用这样的一支笔。
You know, using a $100 pen to write, what am I going to do that for?
你想象一下，用一个100块钱的笔来写。那你说我要写什么样的东西呢？
And to me, maybe it's not practical. That's the other reason.
对我来说，第二个原因可能是不太切合实际。
But when I opened it, I had actually a little bit of my heart sink.
哦，当我打开的时候，实际上我的心呢，就好像有一点下落。
I'll tell you why.
我告诉你们为什么。
When I graduated from graduate school 20 years ago, 15 years ago,
当我大概15-20年前从研究生院毕业的时候，
you know, my father, he flew from California.
我的爸爸从加利福尼亚飞过来。
And he gave me this amazing gift.
我爸爸给我这样一个非常了不起的一个礼物。
Do you want to guess what the gift was?
你要猜一下这个礼物是什么吗？
猜一猜。
猜Take a guess.
He gave me a pen exactly like that 15 years ago.
Oh, 他给我的15年前给我的那个礼物就是我刚才给你们看的同样的一套笔。
So here's somebody giving me a gift.
这里你看一个人某一个朋友给我这样一套笔。
And like 15, 20 years ago, my father gives me a gift. And do you know, I have not opened it in all those years.
15-20年前我父亲给我同样的一套笔你知道吗我也从来没有打开过。
Why?
为什么呢
I thought about it.
我想了想。
Do you know, I actually don't think that I'm worth it.
你知道吗我是这样想的我觉得我不配来打开来用这套笔。
You know, maybe great writers are worth a pen that's $100.
也许那伟大的作家的话可以用这100块钱一支笔来写他的作品。
It's too good for me.
对我来说是笔太好了。
It's not practical.
不切合实际让我来用。
God comes to us at Christmas with a gift.
神在圣诞的时候给我们带来了一个礼物。
And we think of the gift as being the little baby Jesus.
我们想这个礼物是一个小的婴孩就是他的名字叫耶稣基督。
But the gift is actually much greater.
但是这个礼物实际上比我们所想象的要大得多。
And sometimes it's a gift that we actually don't even look up to see.
有时候我们看着这个礼物的时候并没有抬头仰望那个送礼物的人。
The gift is God himself.
那个礼物就是神他自己。
Now, as we go to this passage, next slide.
当我们来读这段圣经，看下一章这个。
Let me show you what I mean by God Himself as the gift.
让我来指给大家看，为什么神他自己是一个礼物。
You know, what does the angel say?
天使说了什么呢
？The virgin's going to be with child, and he's going to have a son.
那个童女必要怀孕生子。
Is the child the gift?
是那个。子是一个礼物吗
？You know, don't we do that at home? We go to churches and we see this little scene, and Jesus is there in a little tiny manger with the straw and the hay.
我们有没有想象在我们家里或者教会，我们圣诞的时候看见那个婴孩，耶稣 baby 在这个马槽里面，包着一个他的毯子？
What he says here is the gift is actually much greater than the baby Jesus.
天使在这里讲的这个一个礼物是要比这个儿子要大得多。
You know, it's Emmanuel that God is with us.
他说神与我们同在。
It's not that God exists.
他不是说神存在。
It's not that God talks to us.
不是神向我们说话。
It's that God is right here next to us.
这是说神在就在这里跟我们同在。
God,
神。
我不配。
I'm not worthy.
No. But that's what John said. John also, when he gives his Christmas story, he says, the Word became flesh, a human being, and he dwelt, he lived with us.
这就是约翰在写约翰福音时候所写的，他当他写到说道成肉身住在我们中间。
Now, what I want to tell us this morning is one thing.
我现在要告诉大家的早晨的这一件事是一件事情。
Sometimes we get busy with our little life, going through work, kids, school, everything that we do, we come to church and we're sort of focused on these things.
有时候我们把自己沉浸在我们就是周围的一些小事上面，孩子、工作、生活。
And church is great because we come and we look up and we see the gospel and it kind of gets us to raise our eyes beyond ourselves to the gospel in terms of church life.
教会很伟大，因为我们每次来到教会的时候，就让我们的注意力离开我们属世的东西，让我们仰望那圣洁的神、圣灵的话。那么我们就把我们的生活从这个里面再进化出来。
And I think that we often approach the Bible in a very practical way. What does it mean for me? How do I live out being a Christian?
所以当我们来用圣经非常实际的用在我们身上的时候，我们就思想这样的问题：圣经的话对我们是什么意义？我们怎样把圣经的道理给活出来？
But sometimes I think that we neglect to really look up at God Himself.
可是我们通常是会忽略了来仰望神他自己。You
know, we got to look up at the cross, but we also have to look at who is God.
当我们在看十字架的时候，我们还同时要想神是谁。Yeah,
it starts with us in the gospel.
那当然是从这个福音书开始。
Okay, so as we go to the next slide, please.
那我们来请看下一章这个。You
know, we're going to see God is with us. That's a main theme of the book of Matthew.
让我们来看一下这个马太福音的主题是说神与我们同在。
God is with us in ministry, he's with us in church, and he's with us in the gospel.
神与我们的服事同在，神在教会里面，神与我们的福音在一起。
How do you know what a book is about?
那你怎么知道这本书在讲什么呢？
Do you know if you read the first chapter and you read the last chapter, you're going to know what the book is about?
如果你读马太第一章跟最后一章的话，你就会明白马太福音在讲什么。
And so Matthew, he opens up, and what you see is, you know, they're going to call his name Emmanuel, and it's with God with us. That's what the book tells us.
当你打开马太福音一开始的时候，你就看见他讲到神与我们同在，这是这马太的主题。
And notice that it's connected with the gospel.
那你知道这句话怎样跟福音书连起来？
You know, there's verse 23 tells us God is with us, but verse 21 says, you're going to call his name Jesus because he's going to save his people from their sin. That's the gospel in Jesus Christ.
马太第一章23节说人要称他的名为以马内利，在21节时候说他们要叫他的名字是耶稣，是要将他的人民从黑暗罪恶里拯救出来。
And how does the book close?
那那本书是怎么结尾的呢？
The same way it opens.
那同样是跟开始的时候一样。
You know, he says, I'm going to be with you always.
他说我就常与你们同在。
As you go and make disciples.
当你们去叫十万名做我的门徒的时候。
You know, so it opens and it closes telling us that God is with us as we are engaged in gospel work.
马太福音告诉我们在开始，在结尾的时候，当我们用福音向万人传福音的时候，神与我们同在。
It opens God's with us, it closes God's with us, and actually in the middle it also says God is with us.
马太福音从神与我们同在开始，又与神与我们同在结束。其实，在马太福音的中间，也是讲到神与我们同在。
So the second point, slide.
第二点，我们下一个。
When Jesus becomes flesh and dwells among us, one of the things that he does, if we really look closely, is we can actually raise our eyes and see God.
当耶稣基督道成肉身的时候，在我们中间的时候，我们可以来看见他与我们同在。
God is with us in the image of Jesus Christ.
神与我们同在，在他的这个像里面与我们同在。
You know, a lot of times we read the gospel and we look at what Jesus does. A lot of times we read the gospel and we see the actions and the teachings of Jesus.
当我们有时候在看福音书的时候，我们把我们的注意力放在看耶稣基督做了哪些，我们是来看他做什么事情，他怎么个做法。
But I'm going to tell you, I'm a very practical person. I realized I don't really look at Jesus and see God.
因为我是一个非常切合实际的人，我告诉你，我就在看耶稣基督的话呢，我并不能看到神。
You know, but what does Jesus say?
那耶稣基督说什么呢？
He says, if you've seen me,
如果你看见我的话,
you've seen the Father.
你就看见父。
So if you want to see God, you look at me.
如果你要看见神的话, 你就看我。
Seeing God, hi God, he's not God.
他不是神。
But you look at the face.
但是你如果看着这个脸的话,
that's the goal of the whole Bible.
这是一个整本圣经的目的。
You get to the last chapter of the Bible.
你如果看见到圣经的最后一章的话，
You know, it opens with Adam and Eve hiding from God.
他开始的时候，圣经里讲到亚当夏娃要躲避神。
But Revelation chapter 22 says that we're not hiding, but the whole goal of life is that we will lookand see the face of God.
启示录二十二章开始讲到，我们整个生命的目的不是要躲藏于神，而是要来看见神的荣光。
And we see it in Christ.
我们看见神的荣光在耶稣基督里。
Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul tells us that Satan blinds our eyes.
在哥林多后书第十四章，保罗告诉我们，撒旦把我们的眼睛蒙蔽了。
He says that Satan's goal is to blind and cover the eyes so we can't see Jesus.
他说到这个撒旦的目的是要把我们的眼睛遮蔽，以至于我们看不见耶稣基督。
But God's goal is to help us to see Him.
神的目的是要让我们的眼睛帮助我们能够看见他自己。
What he says there in verse 4, he speaks about the light of the gospel.
在哥林多后书二章四节的时候讲到，基督荣耀福音的光照着我们。
Do you remember when Paul says we don't look at Jesus from a human perspective anymore?
你有没有看见保罗在讲到说我们不再像用以前的眼光来看耶稣基督吗？
When we see Jesus from a spiritual perspective,
如果我们从属灵的眼光来看耶稣基督的话，
what we do is we see the glory of Christ, but in Him, He's the image of God.
我们说的是我们看见耶稣基督的荣光，但是我们在耶稣基督里面看见了神的荣光，他就是神的像。
And then two verses later, he says that the God that said, let there be light.
在两个经节以后呢，就看见神让他成为世界的光。
And he has shown the glory of God in the face of Christ.
神已经照在我们心里，神荣耀的光是照在耶稣基督的脸上。
So notice what he does. He talks about the glory of Christ as the image of God.
这里我们来看看他是怎么讲的。他说这个耶稣基督的荣光是神的脸像。
And the glory of God being in the face of Christ.
神的荣耀在耶稣基督的面上。
Now, it makes me wonder if I really read the Bible to see God.
这让我来这个自己来思想，如果我在读圣经的话，让我能够思想到神自己。
I'll tell you what I've started to realize.
我告诉你，我怎样开始慢慢的理解到这一点。
So often when I read the Bible, I'm thinking about what's practical and what relates to my life, but I actually don't raise my eyes up to look at God for all of his majesty.
有时候我在读圣经的时候，把我的注意力过分的集中在说，这段圣经是什么意思，这段圣经如何应用在我的生活上面，而忽略了我如何来通过这段圣经看见我们的神。
You know, how often do we stop and we read the Bible or we pray and we meditate and get our eyes up at just who is God?
有时候我们常常在读圣经的时候，我们不断的在思想，我们的实际上我们需要通过这段时间来圣经，让我们来抬头仰望我们的神是谁。
You know, there's a book by the man of a man whose name is John Piper.
有一本书，这个书的作者的名字叫约翰·派伯。
He's got actually two books, and one he says, God is the gospel.
他有两本书，一本书的书名叫《神是福音》。
And he's trying to help us to see that we need to get beyond what is practical for us and just to look at God and God himself.
在这本书里面，他要帮助弟兄姐妹能够认识到福音本身自己跟福音后面的那一位伟大的神。
But then the second book actually is called Seeing and Savoring.
那另外一本书书名叫看见跟品尝。
品尝有什么意思？
What's the meaning of savoring?
You know, there's 尝。
你知道这个尝的意思吗？
平常？
品尝的意思。
What's the difference?
尝跟品尝有什么差异吗？
You can tell me in the hallway afterwards.
你要在完了以后在走廊里告诉我什么意思。
But I'm going to tell you what it means in English, savor.
那我先用英文，先讲英文里面的意思，这个品尝是什么意思，好吗？
It's the difference between being American and being Chinese.
这个的差别就在于在中国人跟美国人的差别。
Americans are very, very practical.
美国人非常的实际。
And so when we eat really quickly and we're not worried about how it tastes.
美国人吃东西很快很快，吃吃吃吃吃，但是我们并不在意说这个吃的东西的味道在哪里。
How do you say 味道很淡？
你怎么说这个
没有味道？
How do you say the taste is so...There's weak, no, not that strong.
There's no flavor.
Oh, 没有什么味道。
Because when we come to a dinner, we're just very practical. We only think about what we really need, and then we're going to move on.
所以我们美国人到这个晚餐的时候呢，就把盘子里面的东西消灭干净，然后我们就是做下一件事情了。我们并不在意什么味道。
You know, that's like reading the Bible just to see how it fits me and what it applies to my life.
所以这个跟读圣经的关系来比较的话，就好像读圣经，你只是说这个圣经的意思是什么样，这个圣经怎么用在我的身上。
Chinese？
中国人呢？
啊？
中国人是怎么样的呢？
有味道吗？
怎么这个菜味道怎么样
？You know when a Chinese family or a restaurant goes to cook a meal, I'm telling you.They are thinking about the flavor and what it tastes like.
在中国人的家庭去做客或吃饭的时候，或者在中国的饭店吃饭的时候，我们所关心的是说这个菜的味道怎么样。
You know, they enjoy the food.
他们很喜欢这个品尝这个菜饭的味道。
You know, you go to a Chinese restaurant and it's very noisy.
你去一个中国的餐馆的话，你就感到非常的喧闹。
服务员 ，come here。
Hey waiter， I'm ready。
You know, and people are smoking cigarettes and drinking baijiu。
在那里有人就一边喝着酒，一边喝着白酒 ，alcohol， and then 被吆喝。
But there's something else going on。
但是呢，同时又发生了另外一些事情。
Slowly eating and enjoying the food,
就是一边一边的慢吞细嚼，一边也很仔细的来欣赏，来品尝这个菜肴的这个
You know, you sit and you reach out and you put it to your mouth. You've got this dish and that dish, and you talk about what it tastes like.
所以你就在一个桌子上，你这个菜尝一点，那个菜尝一点，然后一边吃一边尝，一边评论，一边分享。
And you know the difference between the cook at this restaurant and the cook at that restaurant.
你知道这个两个餐馆的差别和他们厨师之间的差别在哪？
对不对？
两个餐馆的差别就在于两个餐馆的厨师大厨之间的差别，对吧
？Am I correct?
我对不对
？Okay.So, what Piper wants us to do is to stop being Americans and be more like Chinese.
Piper 在他第二本书里面要告诉我们的是说，我们不要像美国人一样，而是要像中国人一样。
When he says savor, what he's talking about is slowing down, and when we read the Bible and we meditate and we think, we actually get our focus not.On the practical part of the Bible, but just on God Himself.
派伯在第二本书里面说，这个来看见、来品尝耶稣的话，它的真正的含义是要在我们在读圣经的时候放慢速度，我们边读边嚼边品尝，让我们来欣赏神是谁，来了解神，来真正知道他，来真正享受他。
You know, getting to the place where when we read, what we're focusing in is God in His majesty, God in His holiness, God in all of His glory.
当我们在读这些圣经的时候，让我们来思想神在他的伟大里面，神在他的圣洁里面，神在他的神圣里面。
It requires a change of how we think about reading the Bible.
它要求我们在读圣经的时候改变我们读圣经的一个心态，那个整个这个思想的方法。
So to explain what he means, Piper gives an example of going to the Grand Canyon.
所以在用在 Piper 在这本书里面举了一个例子来说明他的这个书的这个重点，就是说那一次他怎么去这个大峡谷。
Now just imagine you rent a recreational vehicle, one of those mobile homes.
所以就想象一下你呢，那次是租了一个这个叫什么来着？就是这个
房车
就是可以在里面睡觉可以煮饭的那个车。
And then you drive all the way to the Grand Canyon and you park at the edge.
然后你开着这个房车呢，你开到大峡谷，你在大峡谷的边上停下。
And you know, you should get out of the van and you should go stand at the end and just say, oh my, look at this. It's unbelievable.
你应该走出你的房车，走到那大峡谷的边上，亲眼看见那宏伟的大峡谷，你就要望谷兴叹，说这是什么
？You know, you just come to the edge, and all you do is you just absorb the majesty of that canyon.
你站在峡谷的边上，你会不禁赞叹说：“我这样的一个人，已经在那宏伟的峡谷边上有份了。”
But when we only focus on what's practical in the Bible,
但是你在我们如果是在圣经里面，你只是来这个实际的操作、实际的运用的话，你会怎么样
？You know how does it affect me?
你就是知道怎样来影响到我自己。
It's like driving that big mobile home to the edge of the Grand Canyon.
就好像你开着那样的一个移动房车开在这个大峡谷的边上。
And closing the window, those little drapes.So the sun doesn't come in.
你把房车上面的小窗户呢，用它的这个帘子给遮住了。
And getting out a map of the Grand Canyon.
然后你把那个大峡谷的地图给拿出来。
And getting out a bunch of pictures of the Grand Canyon.
然后拿出一些精致的大峡谷的照片。
And when you look at these pictures of the Grand Canyon, wow, that's interesting.
你看着这个大峡谷的照片，你就说哇，大峡谷这样的有趣。
You know, you get out the map and you look at the trails that go down to the bottom.
然后你拿着这个图。地图来看怎样从这个一端走到这个大峡谷的底部。
Yeah, that's really interesting.
这个小道非常的有趣。
Then you fold up the map.
然后你把地图关起来。
Put the pictures back in their box.
收好你的这个精致的图片。
get in the driver's seat and drive away.
然后坐到你的车位上面，又把车开走了。
I don't know how to explain this.
我不知道怎样来解释这件事情。
But what Piper is saying is that sometimes we need to get our eyes off of ourselves, off of church life, off of what we're doing when we read the Bible and our discipleship, and just get up and look at the glory of God.
派伯在这本书里面实际上是告诉我们，他说有时候我们确实要把走出我们自己，把我们的眼光移离掉我们手中所做的一切事，包括在教会的侍奉，让我们可以定睛仰望我们的所敬拜的神是怎么样一位神。
You know, that's why Jesus said, look at me so you can see the Father.
这就是在圣经里面耶稣讲到说，看见我就看见了神。
Know that when we get to the new heavens and the new earth, we're just going to see God face to face.
所以当我们来到新天新地的时候，我们就会亲眼跟神相对，看见他。
You know, so we look at the face of Jesus, and somehow or another, we can get a real good grasp of the glory of God.
所以当我们看见耶稣基督的脸的话，我们就可以来想象我们见到神的时候是怎么样。
God is amazing.
神是奇妙。
He's just amazing.
他是一位奇妙的神。
And sometimes I forget to look at him.
有时我就忘了来看这样一位神。
And the odd thing is, for Christmas,
那奇怪的事情呢，在当圣诞节来临的时候，
You know what the gift is?
你知道这个礼物是什么吗？
It's the opportunity to open it and actually look at God.
这个礼物实际上是一个机会，让我们打开这个礼物，可以看见神。
You know, it's the opportunity to just see God right here.
这是一个这样的一个机会，就是可以看见神就在我们边上。
But you know what the truth is?
你知道这个道理在哪里吗？
Sometimes we do what I do with that pen.
有时候我就是怎样来用那个笔来做什么，写什么。
God's glory is amazing.
神的作为是奇妙的。
And the third thing that I want to say about Christmas.
第三件我要讲到圣诞节的事情。
It's not just that God is with us in the gospel.
不仅仅是神与我们同在，神在福音里面与我们同在。
And it's not just that God is with us in Jesus Christ.
不仅仅是神在基督耶稣里面与我们同在。
But God is with us in our broken relationship.
而且是神在我们与他破裂的关系当中与我们同在。
You know, as we go to the next slide, isn't it true that we often have broken relationships?
我们来看下一张图片，是不是这样呢？我们在这个跟神的一个冲突当中。
Isn't that one of the most glorious aspects of God, is that he forgives and he reconciles his majesty with my sinfulness?
是不是神的一个最伟大的属性里面有这样一个，就是在我们与他破裂的关系当中，他主动与我们和好。
And when Christmas comes and there's those broken family relationships,
当圣诞节来临的时候，在那些有家庭困难问题关系破裂的家庭里面，
It is God's character to be in those broken relationships and to reconcile.
是神的属性在那些破碎的关系里面使他们重新与好。
You know, in the book of Matthew, it opens with God with us and it closes with God with us.
马太福音从神与我们同在开始到神与我们同在结束。
And right in the middle of the book of Jesus' teaching,
在这本书的当中，耶稣基督的教导里面，
the third time,Jesus says, I am with you.
第三次说，耶稣说，我与你们同在。
Now, we often miss the context because we say, where two or three are gathered in my name praying.
我们常常呢，忽略了这段圣经的上下文。我们常常只是说，哦，有两三个人在一起祷告。
So we get together with a couple of people and we look at this promise and it says where two or three are gathered in my name and we pray, I am right there with you.
所以我们就在两三个人聚在一起，我们看着那一段圣经，我们就说好吗？我们一起来祷告，因为我与你们同在。
But the whole chapter has a different meaning.
但是整个那一段圣经的整个一章确实有一个不同的意思。
The first half of the book is about reconciliation between broken relationships.
马太福音的前半本书是说这个破碎的关系怎样来调和
，including forgiveness，
包括如何饶恕。
And then the second part of the chapter is actually a parable about a man who, although he's forgiven by God, is unwilling to forgive somebody else.
这本书的下半部分确实讲到一个故事，就是一个人呢，虽然他在神面前得到了饶恕，可是他并不饶恕别的人。
You know, so what does it say? Look, verse 15, if your brother sins, you know, go to him, talk.But notice the idea is to win him over. This is not about church discipline. It's about winning over and reconciliation.
马太十八章十五节，他说：“倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去与他和好。”不是在讲教会里面的纪律，而是要讲如何与人和好。
And then immediately after Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered, I am there in your midst."
然后接下来的几节里面就讲到，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，我那里就有我在他们中间。
What's the first word out of Peter's mouth?
这个第一个字从彼得的嘴里面讲出来的是什么
？Lord, how often should my brother sin against me and I forgive?
他说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，要有多少次我当饶恕他几次呢？”
You know, what's his question?
他的问题是什么呢？
You know, I have to forgive this much, or I have to forgive that much.
我必须饶恕这么多，还是那么多呢？
You know, he says seven times.
他说七次可以吗？
Will you be with me, God, if I forgive seven times?
神啊，如果我饶恕对方七次的话，你是不是与我同在呢？
No, what he says is, if you want me to be with you, you got to forgive 70 times seven, 490. But he doesn't mean that. He means unlimited forgiveness.
But Jesus said, "If you want me to be with you, you have to forgive 490 times."
You know, and when we haven't forgiven somebody, I mean, real forgiveness, it changes the way we think, and it changes almost all of our other relationships.
我们试想一下，如果我们没有饶恕别人的过犯的话，这完全就改变了我们思想的方法，这改变了我们与人的关系。
You know, we get hurt, but then it begins to change the way we think because of our hurt that we hold on to.
当我们受伤的时候，我们把我们的注意力放在受伤里面，我们就改变了如何看我们周遭，看我们跟周围的人的关系的里面。
And so what Jesus is saying, look, try to forgive. I will be with you.
耶稣说，你要去饶恕，我与你同在。
Now, do you know the story about the man who had an axe? Axe.
Fool. Oh.你有没有知道这一个故事？说有这个人，他有一个斧头。
You know, here was this man, and you know he would go up and he would take his axe and he would cut his wood. He needed the wood for fire.
这个人呢，他有一个斧头，他要去砍这个树木，因为他需要这个烧火来用这个树木。
You know, and it disappeared.
但是呢，他又离开了。
How can he cook his meals and keep the house warm if his axe is gone?
但是呢，那个斧头不见了，那没有这个斧头，他怎么来这个砍木，怎么来烧这个柴，怎么来做他的饭呢
？And then he's sitting there and he realizes, I know what happened to it.
哦，然后他坐在那里，他说，哦，那我知道发生什么事情了。
You know what happened to it, right?
你知道发生了什么了吗
？You know his neighbor had a son.
哦，你知道他的邻居呢，他有生了一个儿子。
He looked at his son and he realized, this guy, he walks around.He's hiding. I think he's a thief.
他说：“哦，这个孩子他跑来跑去的，哇，躲着我们。我想他是一个小偷。
You know, and even how he sits down, he looks like a thief.
你看嘛，即使这个人坐下来的话，他看上去也像。
You know, and look at the way he talks with his friends. He's a thief.
你看着他跟他的朋友讲话的那个方式，就知道他是一个小偷，他偷了我的斧头。
And so every day he watched his son walk back and forth, and he saw thief, thief, thief.
所以每一天他走来走去，眼中所看见的就是那个人，他这个样子就像是一个小偷，小偷，小偷。
But what happens in the story?
但是这个故事里面到底发生了什么呢？
Where was the thief? Where was the axe?
那个斧头在哪里？
Okay, I want to know, where was the axe?
Oh, 我要知道那个斧头在哪里。你是说中国的故事？
Yeah.
中国古典故事。
那个成语叫什么？
那个成语是what is that? Yeah, this idiomatic
phrase.
What is the idiom? Yeah, what's the idiom?
You know, where was the axe?
那个斧头在哪里？真人渔夫。
Yeah, he lost it.
他把自己的那个斧头丢失了。
You know, it was sitting up on that mountain. He lost it and he found it one day.
他曾经丢失了这把斧头，他后来又发现找到了这把斧头。
And then he remembers, oh, I left it here. I set it down here, and I'm so glad because I can.Take care of my family now.
他后来记住了，找到以后，他说：“哦，我忘了是丢在这里。现在我找到了，我可以来用它来照料到我的家庭。”
And then his neighbor's son walks by.
然后他的邻居的儿子走过来了。
And he walked just like every other boy.
他就像其他的孩子一样走过来。
You know, and he watched the boy sit down, and he sat down like every other boy.
看着这个孩子呢，跟其他的邻居的孩子一样坐在那里。
You know, and he watched the boy with his friends, and he realized they're just playing like every other child.
他也看着这个孩子在跟其他的孩子在玩，他也看不出有什么不一样。
You know, something gets into our mind.
所以有时候有些东西进了我们的脑子里以后，
you know, we get hurt.
我们受了伤。
Especially if it's with our family.
特别是从我们家庭来的受伤。
And it affects everything.
它影响到我们人生的所有方面。
So what Jesus is saying to us is, you know what? Let's forgive in the beginning so we can even see other people correctly.
所以耶稣基督在这里讲什么呢？他说，让我们从开头的时候就要饶恕这些人。这样的话，我们可以看我们周围的所有都是正确的方式。
How many times do we forgive?
多少次我们忘记这一点了呢？
490
次吗？
Wow. That's a lot.
哇，这太多了。
But that's why Jesus came. Why? He says, look, if you forgive, I am with you in your midst.
这就是耶稣基督来的原因。他说，如果你饶恕彻底的饶恕，我与你同。
You know, I think when he says when two or three people should get together and pray, he's actually focusing in on reconciling relationships.
所以他在这里前面讲到的有两三个人奉我的名聚会，他的重点是说他们聚在一起是为了要重新恢复那破损的关系。
Now, when there's a problem in our family or we've got a broken relationship with our fathers and our kids have just drifted away from us.
所以当我们在家庭里面我们发生了破碎的关系，我们跟我们的父亲有问题，我们遗失了我们的儿女的话。
You know, when our parents do something that's bad or they act bad and it gets inside of us and it actually sits with us for a really long time.
有时候是我们的父母在我们的生活当中对我们造成了很大的伤害，我们就想，哦，是因为他们的问题让我们的生活变得如此的糟糕。
What's the greatest pain in life?
在生命当中最大的苦痛，最大的伤痛是什么？
I think maybe two.
我想也许是两件事情。
When your child dies at a young age.
一件是说你的儿女，你的孩子在年幼的时候死去。
And I think the other is when our child becomes angry at us and just won't have a relationship with us anymore.
另一件事情就是我们的儿女渐渐的离我们而去，他们对我们非常的愤恨，他们不愿意再跟我们在一起。
Or if our child actually, he doesn't leave physically, but his heart just runs as far away from his parents as possible.
或者是他虽然没有在这个距离上面跟我们远，但是他心里面已经是远离了我们。
I'll be honest, I can't think of anything more painful.
我不能想象还有比这两件事情更伤心的事情。
You know, I love my child, but he doesn't want to have anything to do with me.
比如说我爱我的儿女，但是我的儿女呢，并不愿意跟我有什么关系。
And it happens.
这个事情有发生。
And what happens at Christmas time?
那在圣诞节的时候发生什么呢？
Boy, Christmas is painful.
因为圣诞节的时候确实有时候给我们有这个伤痛的时候。
And we need to remember that God is with us.
我们必须记住神与我们同在。
We need to remember that God is with us, not just in our reconciliation, but trying to bring forgiveness and reconciliation. Why? Because that's who God is.
我们必须要记住神不仅在我们的关系破碎的关系如何要将我们能够重新复好，而且要在我们的生命里面要让我们来看见神他自己，要把我们带在与神和好那美好的关系里面。
Now I know I've told you this before.
那我知道我曾经以前告诉你们这件事情。
Can we have the next slide?
我们可不可以用下一个、对
Every Christmas I think about this.
每一个圣诞节的时候我想起这件事情。
You know, many, many years ago, I was preparing for a Christmas message from Luke, and I saw that what the angel Gabriel said about John the Baptist.
很多年以前，我在准备一个圣诞节信息的时候，我在看见这个这个天使亚Gabriel 他在讲约翰的这个信息的时候是这样写的。
You know, and it's only 17 verses into the whole story.
在路加福音里面刚刚开始第十七节的圣经。
And you got to remember, in terms of time and chronology, this is the first thing in the New Testament.
如果从这个圣经的时间表的顺序来说，这一段这一节圣经是讲到这个圣经里面这个最早的第一在新约里面第一件事情。
Luke 1:17.
路加福音第一章十七节。
As the forerunner for Christ, he is going to turn back the sons of Israel to the Lord their God.
他要使许多以色列人回转归于主他们的神。
But completely connected with that, there's no difference. They're connected. He goes on to say, he will turn.The hearts of the fathers back to their children.
紧接着那一节，马上他就讲到，他要叫为父的心转向儿女。
And then I remembered.
接着我就记得
the very, very, very last sentence in the Old Testament.
在旧约圣经最后最后那一节圣经是怎样讲的？
You know, he said, speaking of the Elijah to come, speaking of John the Baptist.
他讲到这个约翰这个施洗约翰，还有以利亚如何来回来。
He's going to turn what? Turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and turn the hearts.Of the children back to their fathers.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
So I want you to know something.
我要让你知道一些事情。
When there is somebody around us and they have a broken relationship with their children,
当我们周遭有一些人，他们跟儿女的关系有一些破裂的时候，
we have to help them remember something.
我们必须帮助那个人来记得一些事情。
You know, is that it's God's primary desire to return the children back to their parents.
这是神的一个主要的心意，就是要让他们的 儿女来转向他们的父亲。
You know, if it's the very last thing that God says in the Old Testament and it's the very first thing that God says in the New Testament, it must be not a little important, but incredibly important.
如果神在旧约圣经最后的一部分讲到这句话，或者是同时也在新约圣经最开始的时候讲了同样的一句话的话，那必须是一个非常重要的，代表着神他的满满的心意的一句话，要让我们记得。
In the pain of our broken families, this is our hope.
在我们一个破损关系的家庭里面，这是我们的盼望。
It may take time.
它可能需要一些时间。
God wants the fathers and the sons back together.
神希望父亲跟儿子他们的心，他们的关系转恢复。他们的心是心心相对。
And sometimes it takes a little work.
有时候要花一些力气。
You know, I had a broken relationship with my father because they got divorced when I was very young.
我跟我的父亲就曾经有这个破碎的关系，因为在我很年轻的时候，我的父母就离婚了。
Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but the truth is, growing up, there's nothing that I wanted more than to be back in a good relationship with my father who left.
我不讲这个整个故事的细节了。但是呢，我要告诉各位的是说，在我长大成人以后，我没有一件事情比这件事情更重要、更向往的，就是我要跟我的父亲能够恢复从前那好的时候的关系。
But you know, I tried to come to my father, but he actually wasn't there.
你知道吗？我曾经一直想试图来靠近我的父亲，但是呢，他总不在那里。
You know, twice I went to live with him for a long time.
有两次我曾经跟我的父亲住在一起，而且是住了蛮长的一段时间。
You know, we're in the same house, but my father is not with me.
我们在同一个家里面，但是我的爸爸没有跟我在一起。
Why?
为什么呢？
He's just focused on his work.
他只是在专注于他的工作。
You know, he's a child who yearns to be with his father.But his father is just obsessed with his job.
作为一个儿子的话，他非常想望他的父亲能与他常在一起。可是这位父亲呢，却是看工作如命。
And you don't have to have a divorce to have that kind of brokenness.
但是你呢，却并不需要一个离婚来有这样一个破碎的关系。
When I became a Christian, the first thing I started to pray.
当我成为一个基督徒的时候，我第一件事情就这样祷告。
That God would restore the hearts of the fathers to the children.
神会让我的父亲的心回转，能够回到儿子这里。
For years, I prayed, God, help me to have a good relationship with my father.
很多年我是这样祷告的，就来帮助我神啊，让我能够跟我的父亲的关系和好。
You know, I tried, but it was actually really hard.
你知道我花了很大的劲，但是这是一个非常难的事情。
And I'm going to tell you, it was really weird.
我也告诉你，这是一个非常好像很奇怪的一件事情。
You know, I worked to go see my father, and you know, fortunately, Sandy's parents live close. We would go down and see them, and here I am, an adult man.
我去加州去看我父亲的时候，那我的太太 Sandy 的话，她的父母也是离跟我的父亲住的不远，所以我们正趁这个机会一同去看望他们。
No, 25 years old.
我那个时候已经长大成人了，我已经是25岁的小伙子。
You know, I walk into that door, and all of a sudden, you know what I am?
我从那个门进去的时候，突然间我是成为一个怎样的人呢？我就像一个八岁的男孩。
You know, I walk in and it was suddenly all of my adulthood disappeared and I was a child in my father's presence.
那个时候我在我的父亲在场的时候，我的整个大人的那个这个人的样子全部消失了，我突然变成一个我当时八岁的小男孩的样子。
Wow. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling with your father.
我不知道你曾经跟你的父亲在一起有没有这样的经历。
You know, but there was a pastor at that time who, boy, I thought he was always God.
在那个时候，曾经有一位牧师在场，那个时候我就好像觉得他是一位神一样。
I mean, this guy, you know, he had his PhD in philosophy. He had taught philosophy at a university in Lebanon for many years.
那位先生他曾经拥有哲学的博士，他在黎巴嫩教了很多年的哲学。
I mean, in the schools, Princeton University, the Free University of Amsterdam. He did his PhD in Dutch.
哦，他曾经在普林斯顿大学拿到研究生的学位。他曾经在阿姆斯特丹的大学用荷兰语读的他的这个博士学位。
He could speak, and he could also read.Hebrew, Greek, German, French, Dutch, and Arabic.
替我翻。他可以读希伯来语，他可以读希腊语，他可以读英语、法语、德语，还有荷兰语、阿拉伯语。
You know, he was brilliant.
他是一位出类拔萃的人。
And you go to a Bible study, and he's reading from this little tiny red book.
他打开圣经的时候，是因为他那一本小小的红书。那本红的书实际上是一本新约。他就在主日学的时候，他从他的那本小书是一本希腊文的新约，他直接从希腊文的圣经读出英文来。
Brilliant man.
非常优秀的一个先人。
Boy, I wanted to be like him.
我真的羡慕我能够像他一样啊。
And one day I was with him and I was telling him about my relationship with my father.
有一天我跟他在一起，我告诉他我跟我父亲的关系的时候。
And you know, this brilliant, educated man suddenly opened the door to his heart.
你知道那位出类拔萃在我心中那么久仰的那个人，他突然间打开了他的心。
And what he said to me is, he said, "You know, my son doesn't want to have anything to do with me."
他在那个时候告诉我，他说：“你知道吗？我的儿子不想跟我有任何往来。”
And I just really wish one thing.
我真的是想到愿望，但愿一件事情。
You know, you see, when he's doing his master's degree and his PhD, and he's studying and he's writing books, he was focused on this and not connected with his son.
你知道他在读他的研究生、硕士、博士，他在用那些做学问、写书的时候，他忽略了他与他的儿子的关系。
His success destroyed his relationship with his child.
他的成功破损了他与儿子的关系。
And when he opened up his heart, he said, "I just wish one thing."
当他打开他自己心房的时候，他说了一句话，他说：“情愿我要做这件事情。”
I just wish that he could understand how much I love him.
我只是要想这样一件事情，就是我的儿子能够理解他的父亲是如何的爱他。
And that he could understand, I have a problem with my character, and I try to love him, but I just can't go this way. I can only go this far. I love him and I try, and I love him and I try, but I can't be what he wants.
他说他要明白他父亲的这个性格是怎样的，在我的这个性格里，无论怎样，我是如何的爱他，他要来理解到这一点。但是他不能希望我能够走出我这样的性格，能够真正的跟我的儿子能 恢复这样的关系。
You know, and I just wish that he could see how much I try out of love, and that he could meet me there and accept the love that I give.
我真的希望我的儿子能够在我的性格里面，在我身上能够看见我是怎样的爱我的儿子，他可以来接纳我，让我们重新能够走到一起来。
So he said, you know, with your father, what you should try to do is see everything from his perspective.
所以，当你跟你的父亲有关系上有问题的时候，我劝你要从你父亲的眼光的角度来看这样一段关系。
You know, accept the love that he does give you.
除了接受他的你的父亲在爱里面的完全的奉献给你。
You know, it's just having realistic expectations.
所以你对你的父亲的期望呢，也要有一点切合实际。
You know, and basically, the broken relationship was healed by three things.
所以基本上在一个破损的关系里面，有这样三点才能够得到重新的恢复。
Several years of praying that God would restore my relationship with my father.
有好几年的这样的一个祷告，神来恢复我与父亲的关系。
And then I had to learn how to see life from my father's perspective, not from the perspective of my being a young child.
第二个，我要来学习如何从我的父亲的眼光当中来看他的生活，而不是从我这样一个年轻的小伙子、小男孩的眼光当中来看我的父亲。
And above all, to forgive him.
那最重要的一点是要来饶恕他。
You know, and within a couple of years, my relationship with my father completely changed.
所以几年以后，我跟我父亲的关系就完全转变了。
Do you have a broken relationship with your father or your son?
你有没有跟你的父亲、跟你的儿子有破损的关系呢？
Mother, daughter.
妈妈或者是女儿。
And I don't mean just physically apart, but the heart apart.
我并不是指说你们在这个距离上面啊，在两个不同的地方，而是说在你们的心灵里面，你们有多大的距离。
Don't think there's no hope.
千万不要想没有希望。
You think about it.
好好想一想。
You know, God the Father did all that he did with the gospel to reconcile us as his children back to himself.
父神在福音书里面所做的任何一切，就是要让他与我们的关系重新和好。
Remember that the last word of the Old Testament and the first word of the New Testament is God will reconcile the hearts of the fathers and their sons.
请记住，在旧约圣经最后的几个字跟新约圣经最开始的几个字里面讲到，神必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
Pray based on those truths.
根据这些真理来祷告。
Find forgiveness no matter what it takes.
无论发生了什么，来找到那饶恕的事情。
And rethink the expectations that you have either of your children or of your parents.
重新来评估，重新来思想你对你的父母的这个期望，或者你对你儿女的期望。
You know, and remember that in the forgiveness and reconciliation, that's where God says, I am with you.
请记住，在这个饶恕跟和好的过程，这样的关系里面，神的应许是，我与你们同在。
Because God is with us, we have hope.
因为神与我们同在，我们有盼望。
And the pain of Christmas can disappear.
圣诞节的伤痛可以消失。
Be healed.
被医治。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
God Almighty, we just thank you for Jesus Christ.
神啊，伟大的神，我们就是要来感谢你，为了耶稣基督你赐给我们。
I just really pray, God, that in our families that you will be there.
我就是向神祷告，在我们的家庭里面，你与我们同在。
And for those of us with those tense, broken, strained relationships,
在我们那些有紧张的关系、有破损的关系的家庭里面，你来医治，你来抚摸。
We pray that you will act to reconcile.
我们祷告你会在我们这些关系里面、这些家庭里面来做你自己的工作，你来自己医治跟修补。
And we pray that you will bring forgiveness and reconciliation.
我们祷告你将会把饶恕跟和好带到我们的家庭里面。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，我们祷告，阿门。